Welcome, everyone, to the Instructional Leadership Show. I'm your host, Justin Bader, and this is episode 107, a preview of Repertoire Content Creator. Our essential question for this episode is, how will Repertoire Content Creator, our forthcoming app, help me craft high-quality professional writing in a fraction of the time? I am very excited about this. We have had the idea in the works for many months, and it is about to become a reality. And today I'm going to tell you about what we have in store for you and give you a sense of what you can use that for, and also ask for your help in developing that and making sure that it's useful for your situation and your needs. First of all, we are going to be adding on to the existing Repertoire Feedback app, which is designed for classroom walkthroughs and formal observations. We've been making that available to our members for many years. We first launched the app in the fall of 2015. And really, it's designed to produce narrative output. It's designed to produce writing. And we saw that there were so many different apps out there that could allow you to create forms and collect form-based data, but not much that would make it easier to actually do the high-quality writing that we need to do as instructional leaders. For example, for walkthrough feedback or formal observations. But of course, you have to do many other kinds of writing as well, and that's where the Repertoire Content Creator is going to come into play. So a couple of features that we're going to be building on. Within Repertoire, there's already a template feature that allows you to provide an overall outline. You simply select a template, and that gets created when you create a new entry that gets added to your message box, and then you can fill that in with specifics. So for example, if you would like to conduct a cycle of visits to your entire staff focused on formative assessment, you can simply create a template, give yourself a rough outline, and then fill in the specifics as you observe each teacher. Many of our users do not use templates. It's kind of a feature that you use intentionally if you need it. But the core feature is actually much simpler and more useful, and that is snippets. Snippets allow you to insert and automatically save phrases simply by typing them once. So just as you might go to Google and type, you know, what is the population of Los Angeles? You type in some question and Google will kind of guess what you're typing and suggest the rest of it. It will kind of autocomplete. Repertoire will do that with the snippet box. And this is incredibly useful because when we're doing observations, we tend to say the same things over and over again, or we tend to refer to the same standards. So when you type something in the snippet box, it gets added to your current document that you're creating, your current entry, and it also gets added to your snippet database so that it can be suggested again in the future and used again in the future. And this is a big time saver that starts to emerge after you've started to do a few observations or entries in Repertoire. It gets more and more useful the more you use it. So snippets and templates. As you type more, as you do more observations, you'll end up with a bigger and bigger database of snippets. And of course, we can also import your evaluation language as snippets if you would like. If you end up with something that you don't want to reuse in your snippet database, you can simply delete it by clicking the red X. It's a great feature. And if you're not using Repertoire for your classroom walkthroughs, for your formal observations, any of that, I highly recommend that you start. It is included with your membership. But as an instructional leader, you have many other types of professional writing to do. You have to write serious letters, you have to write announcements, you have to write all kinds of things that need to be worded carefully, that need to be structured well, and that need to have the right details. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if we could use some of the same design features of Repertoire to help with that other professional writing that you have to do? So that is precisely what we're going to do with Repertoire Content Creator. We're going to provide high-quality templates that will allow you to select a template for your writing that's appropriate to the occasion, and then fill in your own information, and then customize it Mad Lib style with the options that fit your voice and fit the specifics of the situation, and then give you text that you can copy and paste into an email, into a Word document, into a newsletter, into your SMORE newsletter, your website, whatever the output needs to be. You can just simply copy and paste that text, but you're not starting from scratch. So that is the goal. So for example, let's say you've been asked to write a recommendation letter for a teacher. This is one of those tough types of writing that we're all asked to do. They vary quite a bit. You know, you don't want to say the same thing about every teacher. Sometimes you don't really want to write a recommendation letter for some people. So it's critical that we get this right and that we say the right things in a very careful way. So what we can do in Repertoire Content Creator is provide drop-down options. So for your first sentence, you might say something like, so-and-so asked me to write this cover letter, or it's my pleasure to recommend so-and-so for whichever positions in your school or district. And I've got several other examples here. And you can simply pick whichever of those sentences or phrases best fit this particular situation. And you could, of course, also write your own, but you're not starting from scratch. You're being given high quality language that's been reviewed, that's been revised, that's grammatically correct, and you can very quickly generate an entire letter by simply selecting from each of those different fields of options. And this idea came from the cover letter generator spreadsheet, which many of you have used this year. It's a little bit cumbersome because it's an Excel file, and I thought it would be much more convenient to have it in the Repertoire app. So we don't have the graphics mocked up for this yet, but just to give you a sense of how this works, you're welcome to download the cover letter generator spreadsheet at principalcenter.com/spreadsheet, play around with this, see how it works. It is a little bit tricky to use Excel in this way. It's very powerful, but it's also very picky. And as you can see, there are 7 tabs for each of the paragraphs of the letter, as well as some of the details. So you fill in your name, your school, the job you're applying for, how many years of experience you have, and so on. And then those fields are automatically pulled in to the text of the letter. For example, for the very first sentence of the cover letter, I have quite a few options here. My name is so-and-so, and I'm writing to express interest in the whichever position. My name is so-and-so. Enclosed, you'll find my resume for your consideration. You know, there are all these different wordings that are used for that first sentence, and you pick whichever one you want to use. You put a number by it, and that includes it in the output. Then for the next sentence, there's a set of options. So this screenshot here shows you just the first 2 sentences. In fact, there's even more for the second sentence. So this is quite a detailed spreadsheet that results in a very detailed letter. There are also places where you can fill in your own examples. So the gray fields here are specific accomplishments that you can use in your cover letter. And I didn't write these generically. These are one particular person's specific accomplishments. So those are the gray fields. And then of course you can word those however you'd like. And then all of that is combined into an output tab that creates a cover letter that you can copy and paste into a Google Doc or a Word doc or an online form or an email or wherever you need to send that. But all of this has been a little bit cumbersome as a spreadsheet. So we are putting it into the Repertoire interface that you know and love. And here is how that is going to work. And again, we're calling this Repertoire Content Creator. This is going to be an app version of what you just saw. It's going to be very easy to use. It's going to have drop down or fill in fields so that Mad Lib style, you can simply make choices from the available options or write your own to craft a high quality piece of writing for any purpose. So not just cover letters, not just recommendation letters, any kind of professional writing that you need to do. You can make your own templates. We can make new templates upon request and push them out to everyone's account. That is the vision, and that is what we're doing. And we envision you using this for those types of writing that are difficult, that you may not have to do very often, but that you need to get right and need to get right quickly. So things like a graduation speech, a recommendation letter for a teacher, a letter of reprimand for a staff member, a year-end evaluation write-up, a letter of concern about attendance, a parent newsletter article, a cover letter, as you've seen. There are so many different types of writing that we could use this for, and I need your help figuring out what the most productive use cases for us to focus on would be. Just a couple of examples for hiring. There are lots of stages in the hiring process where it's useful to communicate with candidates and communicate with your interview team and your other stakeholders. So you might have an invitation message that you send to invite someone for an interview. You might have an email that you send to let someone know that they haven't been selected for an interview. You might have another email that you send to offer the job in writing to someone, or to invite people to be on the interview team. All these different types of writing can be very quickly deployed when you have a lot of this information plugged into the system to begin with, and when you have a high quality template to start with. So the workflow would go like this. You create a new document, you either create a new template or select one of our existing templates that we'll be pushing into everyone's account. There are some system-wide fields like your name, your title, your school address, your mascot, things like that, that would populate into the letter automatically, just as you saw in the first tab of the spreadsheet. You'll be able to select drop-down options for the body of the letter or add your own, and then you'll have output text that you can copy and paste into an email, a Word document, a Google Doc, or wherever that needs to end up. The system fields are designed to save you repetitive typing, right? Your name, your mascot, the name of your school, things like that. So those can get plugged in automatically. And then there are going to be specific document fields that are relevant for that particular type of writing, right? If it's a teacher letter, you would need to put the teacher's name in. If it's a candidate letter, you would need to put in the name of the candidate and the description of the position and so on. Sometimes you might use numeric fields, like how many times a student has been absent, things like that. So those will be specific to the document. And then some fields will be drop-down fields. And this is where the Mad Lib magic happens, where you can make choices from different wordings to fit different situations, or you can customize those. For example, it might be pretty straightforward without too many dropdowns to write a staff letter about attendance. We just need to fill in the number of times the person had been late, the dates, what the person's name is, and that would be pretty straightforward. And if it's something that ultimately you'll be generating many of, mail merge is going to be beyond the scope of what we're doing in Repertoire Content Creator, but you can hand a template over to your office staff and have them set up a mail merge with Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, your student information system, whatever you use. The role Repertoire Content Creator is going to play in that case is writing the template. So you would use our language, our drop-down options, and then your own customizations to write the template, and then that student data would not be going into Repertoire. You'd be doing that mail merge in Microsoft Office or whatever system you use. So just a kind of an extended use case there. And that is basically what we're going for, to be able to make it easy for you to write high quality letters and other forms of documents with Repertoire Content Creator. Right now, we are working on the spec. We're working on some kind of wireframe mockups and graphics for what this is going to look like. And that's why I'm sharing this with you today, so that you have a chance as an Instructional Leadership Association member to provide input and to say what you would use this for and how you would want it to work. So today, I'm asking for you to let me know what would work for you, what would make this incredibly valuable to you. And then this summer, we're going to have that developed. Our development team is going to get right to work adding these features to Repertoire, building them out, testing them. And our goal is for you to have this available right at the start of the new school year. And then, of course, on an ongoing basis, anytime we have a request from members or an example submitted by members, hey, I had to write a very strange letter today. I thought this might occasionally be useful to other people. We can add that as a template to everyone's account. So if you have to notify parents of a chemical spill, you know, that might be something you do never in your career or once in your career. But if we can save each other some time by sharing the letters, the writing, and the examples that that we have to do, I think we can really make a difference for everyone. So that is the goal. Please let me know what you would use this for. What kinds of letters do you have to write? What kinds of letters are difficult? Have you come up with some great letters that you'd like us to use as examples, or like us to model our examples on? Send me anything you would like. You can just email me directly, justin@principalcenter.com. And when we launch this, when Repertoire Content Creator is live this summer, I would love for you to test that out, to give it a try. There's going to be, you know, a little bit of a learning curve and some bugs to work out and some improvements to make it easy for everyone to use. But I'm counting on you, and I very much look forward to having your input for Repertoire Content Creator. That's it for this episode of the Instructional Leadership Show. I'm Justin Bader, and I will see you next time.